Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be mainly cloudy today. Do have a chance for some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. High around 79 degrees. 70 at this hour in Kenosha. It's 60 right now in Burlington. 71 Milwaukee. 71 also in Racine. The three men struck by a vehicle on Highway 32 in Mount Pleasant yesterday morning, they're recovering. The offending vehicle was located. The driver, though, reportedly still being sought. Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki telling WRJN News the vehicle was recovered with the help of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, but the driver, again, has not been located. Those three men, all in their early 20s, said to have been highly intoxicated from Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois. They were walking in the median when they stepped out into the roadway to flag down a passing car. It was that car that struck the three and then drove off, the impact throwing one of them up into the windshield. One victim was taken to Frederick Hospital by ground ambulance. Flight for Life, unable to fly yesterday morning due to the fog. Seven live and three dead cats discovered in a home in the Lake Park area of Mount Pleasant. Police called there to check on the welfare of an 85-year-old resident of that residence. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Police Chief Tim Zarzecki says as officers approached the home, the smell of urine was very strong and the home was found to be in very bad shape. The Racine Fire Department hazmat unit was called in to help Wisconsin Humane Society representatives and police remove the cats from the home in the 3300 block of Sheridan Road, which Zarzecki says apparently became more than the woman could handle. He says the investigation continues to see if any additional action is needed. The home was deemed unfit for habitation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, 22 of the 24 dogs removed from the home in Racine of a former president of the rescue group Lucky Mutts returned to that organization. The 26 dogs seized from the home of 33-year-old Heather Jensen and her 63-year-old Terry Bogart, each charged with 26 counts of mistreating animals. Jensen removed as president of Lucky Mutts after the seizure. 24 of the dogs turned over to the Wisconsin Humane Society. Spokesperson Angela Speed says they're going to be going back to Lucky Mutts with the many toys and treats that were donated for their care. Jensen and Bogart, accused of keeping the dogs in unfit, unsanitary conditions, they'll be back in court next month. Kenosha Tremper transgender student Ash Whitaker can use the bathroom of his choice, at least temporarily, under an injunction okayed by Milwaukee federal judge Pamela Peppers. It prohibits the school and Kenosha Unified from keeping the teen out of boys' bathrooms. Whitaker's attorney, Joe Wardensky, arguing the school's refusal to review Whitaker as a male and lead to his client feeling stigmatized, anxious, unable to focus in school.
The case certainly isn't over, but we're happy that she saw that the harm to him is real and recognized that in issuing her decision.
The school district's attorney indicating that the case law doesn't support letting students pick their own gender, so he's going to be appealing that case. A Case High School student facing a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct and having a dangerous weapon on school grounds, an altercation with another student on Monday as a result. Police in Mount Pleasant called there for two students fighting, found school personnel trying to restrain them both. Officers able to get the students under control, they then allegedly found 17-year-old Anthony Wright possessing a small pocket knife. Court documents indicate the other student also taken into custody for disorderly conduct. After pleading not guilty to the charges in Racine Circuit Court, White will be back in court next month for a pretrial conference. An early morning September 7th burglary to the Meadowbrook Country Club on North Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant remains under investigation, and police are asking the public for help. According to a release from Crime Stoppers of Racine County, a window was broken to gain entry between 2:15 and 2:45 that morning. Whoever got inside took several items from different parts of the building. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 636-9330 or send a message through racine.crimestoppersweb.com or text RACS to 274637. There's a potential cash reward of up to $1,000. The Burlington Common Council's Committee of the Whole last night hearing about a proposal to replace existing fire department radios, mobile and handheld portables, through a 10-year loan program with Racine County government. Fire Chief Alan Babe explaining that 1998 radios are outdated, and this project will also address firefighter and EMT safety.
A lot of us are sitting on radios that are 18, 19 years old. They're not supported by the manufacturer anymore, okay? And they're not, never were intended to be used in the fire service, and I'll get into that in a bit. Batteries are not intrinsically safe in a hazardous environment, so on and so forth. County Exec Delagrave said, okay, the county would be interested in funding a radio purchase program.
Replacing the Burlington Fire Department radios would total just under $133,000, but with inclusion of a $2,600 maintenance fee at the start, thus creating an almost $16,000 first payment to the county. And some questions were asked by the Racine Common Council last night regarding the private lead service lateral replacement project that would use $400,000 in state grant money to help about 200 homeowners initially with a connection on their property, the city hoping a like amount would then allow for 200 more. Water, Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas noted it's against PSC law for any city involvement, but this program kind of offers a way around it. Also said this ties into work along a stretch of Cleveland Avenue, at least to start things out.
We have notified all the residents in that five-block area of Cleveland Avenue that we will be going in this October to replace the lead services in the street, and we are making this grant program, rebate program, available to those residents on Cleveland Avenue because the EPA and DNR also feel that a partial lead service replacement, which would mean I would just go and replace my lead service but not replace the private property, that may be more disruptive to the lead in their drinking water than doing a complete full lead service replacement.
The maximum reimbursement per private property would be $2,500. Once the money's gone, that would end the program. Haas noted the federal government may require private property lead lateral replacements in the near future. Businessman, political activist, philanthropist Terry Kohler has died at the age of 82. He was the son of the former governor Walter Kohler Jr. and the grandson of former governor Walter Kohler Sr. He also ran for governor himself back in 1982. Kohler donated a considerable amount of his personal fortune to Republican politicians over the years, helping to bankroll the Reform America Fund Super PAC. Funeral arrangements for Terry Kohler have not yet been finalized. He used to be the director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, but these days, Mike McCabe leads a group called Blue Jean Nation, geared at putting people back into the driver's seat of their government, a message presented on the UW Parkside campus yesterday afternoon. McCabe said that there's a lot to consider this November in the midst of what he labeled political system failure, which he noted the country has experienced before, followed by a political earthquake.
I can't help but think that this presidential election is one of the tremors that tells of the earthquake that is coming. It's not the earthquake itself, however. I don't have a good enough crystal ball to say when the big one will hit. The one thing I do know is that every single time these kinds of conditions emerge, boom, a landscape-altering event occurred in American politics.
McCabe said that the Tea Party inspired his 2014 book, Blue Jeans in High Places, while maintaining it's a brand that has been used to take control of a political party.
The American political landscape has been changed. You may think it's been changed dramatically for the worse, but for those who were frustrated with the Republican Party and wanted to move it to the right, they used a technique, a tactic, that has been successfully used on repeated occasions over the course of American history, and they met with great success.
McCabe's appearance at Parkside, one of the school's many planned events connected to the political season, go online to uwp.edu, look under election for the schedule. Parkside officials, meanwhile, issuing a warning after they got word somebody was selling magazines door-to-door claiming to be a Parkside student, raising money to help finance an international trip. School spokesman John Milkey says that person is representing Apollo Marketing of Lincoln, Illinois. That company is not associated with the university. A grant from the State Department of Natural Resources to start the process of reforestation after thousands of trees were removed due to the emerald ash borer, accepted last night by the Kenosha County Board. Supervisor Dennis Elverman said the $49,000 grant will be used to plant trees in the Fox River Park area and the Brightondale Golf Course area.
This is the beginning, and again, a very modest grant for reforestation from the thousands of trees that we took down this past year and a half. Our initial estimates were near $2 million.
Kenosha County's $7,200 match will be in labor costs to plant those trees. The vote to accept the grant by the county board was unanimous. And businesses interested in doing business in the Middle East, they're being encouraged to take part in a Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation trade venture to Dubai. The goal of the trip to connect Wisconsin businesses with potential buyers, distributors, and partners in Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. That trip will be from January the 27th until February 2nd of next year. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.